All right, everybody. Welcome to Hebrew Club, Moedon Ivri. And we are continuing our study of 1 Samuel. Today we are in the 10th chapter, and we're beginning at the 12th verse. We are looking again once again at the story of Saul and his becoming of king. So we pick it up at verse 12. Vayan ish misham vayomer umi avihem. And a man, one of them, answered. From Vayaan is a call, imperfect vav consecutive from anat, to answer. So a man, one of them answered, Vayomer, and he said, and who is Avihem, their father? And he, again, is referring to the prophets amongst whom Saul, when the Holy Spirit came on him, started prophesying. And I think that it was kind of a question of insult. In other words, they are not from any prominent family like Saul evidently was from. Okay? Continuing from there, Al-Kain, Hayitalesh Lemashal, Hagam Shaul, Ba-Nevi'im. Therefore, it became a mashal, a proverb or a saying. From Hayah plus Lama, it very often means to become. It became a proverb. Stop. Ha gam, notice the interrogative hey in front of the gam, is also Saul ba Nevi'im, is also Saul among the prophets. Verse 13. Vayekal me hit nabot vayavo habamath. Okay, vayekal is a PL from kala, and it means to finish, to bring to an end. Vav consecutive. And the subject is Saul. So, or then, Saul finished, may hit Nabot. This is from Nun Beit Aleph to prophesy. It's a hit pael infinitive, notice, but it has a form as if it's from the root Nun Beit He, and you have a number of words that are like that, that exhibit the behavior of a third hey verb, even though it's a third aleph verb. So notice on the infinitive you have that ot ending. The may in front is, of course, the preposition min. So literally it's, and he finished from prophesying. In better English we'd probably say, and he finished prophesying, and he came, vayavo, habama, and he entered the, or came to the high place, habama. Verse 14. Vayomer dod Shaul elav ve'el na'aro an halak tem. Dod is uncle. Then the uncle of Saul said elav to him and to na'aro and to his servant. An simply means where, so it's a question. Where halak tem? Where did you go from halak? Vayomer, and he said, levakesh et ha'atonot. To seek, and he said, and you have to understand, I went, to seek, this is a PL infinitive from Bakash. I went to seek ha-atonot, I went to seek the donkeys. Va-nir'e, that's from ra'a, alright, and it's a call, imperfect, va-consecutive, first common plural. And we saw ki'ain, and we saw that they were not. But what he means there is not that they did not exist, but and we saw that they weren't there, something like that. And notice that you could probably translate this clause in English as a subordinate clause, temporal. Notice that you have two vav consecutive verbs juxtaposed, a common Hebrew style. So you might translate it, when we saw that they weren't there, vanavo, we came el Shemuel, we came to Samuel. Verse 15. Vayomer dod Shaul, then the uncle of Saul said, Hagida na li, please tell me. Notice that Hagida is a hifil imperative from Nagad. You have the comet's hey at the end, which some linguists suggest functions to indicate an action done for the benefit of the speaker or in the interest of the speaker. And notice the na is a particle of politeness. And so, the uncle seems to be very interested in what Samuel had to say, knowing, of course, who Samuel is. Please tell me, Ma'amar lakem Shemuel, what did Samuel say to you? Verse 16. Vayomer Shaul el Dodo. Then Saul said to his uncle, Haged Higid Lanu ki Nimtseu ha Atonot. Haged Higid. Notice that construction. Once again, you have the infinitive absolute followed by a finite form, Hifil, perfect, third masculine singular from Nagad. So it's reporting, he reported. Or notice that the infinitive absolute here functions, I think, to strengthen Saul's commitment to the truth of what he's saying. He certainly told us, he truly reported to us. In other words, Saul is emphasizing to his uncle that he's speaking the truth. That nimtze'u ha atonot, that the asses have been found. The verb nimtze'u is from matzah, nifal, perfect, third person plural. Okay. Now notice the pause there. The atnak is important because it's a switch here, because here is where Saul stops talking. Ve'et devar ha-meluka. So here's the narrator. But the matter of the kingship, lo higid lo. He did not tell him. Amar, asher amar Shemuel, which Samuel spoke of. Okay, so in better English, but the matter of the kingship about which Samuel spoke, he did not report to him. All right, verse 17. Vayatzek Shemuel et ha'am. Then Samuel called together the people. Notice that vayatzek is from tza'ak. It is a hifil, and I think this is the only place that the hifil form occurs here, vav consecutive. And it seems to mean something like he called together the people, El Yahweh to Yahweh, ha mitzpah, at mizpah. Verse 18, Vayomer el bnei Israel, and he said to the children of Israel, Ko amar Yahweh Elohei Israel, thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, Anoki. Now notice the pronoun beforehand probably then gives a little extra emphasis if it was spoken. I, he'eleti, brought you, I brought Israel, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt. Notice the verb he'eleti is a hifil, perfect, first common singular from Allah. So I brought Israel from Egypt, va'atzil et kem, and I delivered at Kem, you. Notice he switches from Israel to you here. That va'atzil is from Natzal, another hifil. I delivered you, miyad Mitzrayim, from the hand of Egypt, umiyad, and from the hand of kol ha-melakot, and from the hand of all the kingdoms, ha-lochatzim et Kem, and from the hand of all the kingdoms who oppressed you. Ha-lochatzim, notice, is a participle, call participle masculine plural from lachatz, and it modifies ha mamlakot, alright, and it means to oppress, and notice that it's used kind of as a substantive here, the kingdoms, those who were oppressing you. Okay, verse 19. Atem hayom me'as tem et Elohekem asher hu moshia lakem mikol ra'otekem v'tzarotekem. Okay. And you, now notice again you have the pronoun first because he's contrasting his actions versus the people. So notice in verse 18 he said, I brought you up, etc., etc. And as for you, you hayom today me'as tem, you reject. Again, from ma'as, call, second person, plural. As for you today, you reject et Elohekim, your God, asher hu moshia, who saved you. Okay, notice that who, the asher followed by the who there, occurs a number of times. It seems almost superfluous here. It's hard to actually get into the translation, so just translate. Hu Moshiach, who saved you. Notice that this is a participle from Yasha, a hifil participle, masculine, singular. And I think we've noticed this a number of times in Samuel where a participle form will exchange with a perfect or an imperfect form. That's what you have here. So as for you, today you reject your God who saved you, Mikol Ra'otekem, from all your troubles, and Zarotekem, and again, similar troubles, and all your distresses. Vatomru, and you said to him, Ki melek tasim aleinu, but a king you shall put over us. Okay? So rather than serving Yahweh, they wanted a king. Notice the key clause seems to indicate kind of a strong focus opposed to what Yahweh said. You certainly, you will too put a king over us. Vata, and now, hit yatzvu, stand before Yahweh. Notice that this is a hit pael imperative from Yatzav. So now, stand before Yahweh, le shivtekem u le alfekem, according to your tribes and according to your clans. Okay? Verse 20. Vayakrev Shemuel et kol shivtei Yisrael. Then Samuel brought near. Notice that this is from the root karav. It's a hifil, imperfect, vav consecutive. Karav in the call means to be near. Here in the hifil it means to bring near. So Samuel brought near all the tribes of Israel. Vayilakeid shevet. And the tribe of Benjamin, Yilakeid, was taken. Notice that this is a nifal from lakad. The tribe of Benjamin was taken. Verse 21, Vayakrev, same verb as 20. Then he brought near et Shevet Binyamin, the tribe of Benjamin. Lemish Pechotah, according to his families. Notice that that's a plural there. The Masoretes want you to read it as a plural noun, so they add the, they want you to read Av, Mish Pechotav, and not Mish Pechoto. Okay, according to their families. Vatilakeid Mishpachat HaMatri, and the Mishpachat, the family of the Matritites. Notice that that Matri is a gentilic form. That E on the ending tells you that it's a gentilic. Like we say American, Englishman, Canadian, Mexican. We have a number of gentilic endings, but Hebrew very often uses this E ending. Okay, the family of the Matritites. Vayilakeid Shaul, and Saul was taken. Notice here we're assuming that they cast lots, and this is kind of a shorthand for that. So Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. Vayevakshu, and they sought him. They looked for him. Piel imperfect, vav consecutive, with a third masculine singular suffix. And they looked for him, velo nimsa, but he was not found. Notice that this is a nifal, a perfect third masculine singular from Matzah, but he was not found. Okay, verse 22. Vayish alu od by Yahweh, haba od halomish. Then they, now notice sha'al plus bait very often means to consult. When someone consults a medium or a false god, you have sha'al plus bait. Here they consulted Yahweh. So I would translate like this. So they again consulted Yahweh. Haba, here's the interrogative, hey, the subject is Ish. Has a man again come here? So something like, is someone else here? All right. Notice that the Septuagint has a different reading. I think the Septuagint wants to read, has the man come here? All right, specifically Saul. Then Vayomer Yahweh, then Yahweh said, Hinehu, look, he, Nechba, he is hiding. This is a Nifal, participle from Chava. All right? So he, Nechba, he is hiding El Hakelim, among the vessels, literally, something like among the baggage. Maybe it was something, he was amongst the stuff that was stored, you know, at Obama. You not only had an altar, but you had a place where the stuff for worship was stored. So he may have been there. He may have been with bags that other people brought. Who knows? But anyway, he was out of sight, trying to be out of mind, but he was not. Verse 23. Vayarutsu vayikachuhu misham. Then they ran from roots, and they took him from Lakach, notice, Yilakhu, and they took him, Misham, from there. Vayit Yatsev Betokaam, and he stood in the midst of the people. Vayigba Mikol Ha'am. From this, the verb Vayigba is from Gava, and it means to be high. Here in this context, we would translate, and he was taller, notice the comparative min, than all the people. Mi Shikmo, from his shoulder, Va Mala, from his shoulder and upward. That Mala is an adverb. Verse 24, Vayomer Shemuel El Kol Ha'am. Then Samuel said to all the people, Ha Re'itim. The Ha here is an interrogative He, and the Re'itim then is from the root Ra'a, perfect, second person, plural. Do you see? Okay, Ha Re'itim. Do you see Asher Hu Bacharbo? Bacharbo Yahweh. Who Yahweh has chosen him. Here you have the Asher Bacharbo. Notice the relative clause with the resumptive pronoun. In English, we have to put that element at the beginning of the relative clause. Do you see whom Yahweh has chosen? Ki, indeed, en kamohu. There is not anyone kamohu like him, bekol ha'am, amongst all the people. Vayari'u, then kol ha'am, then all the people shouted. Yari'u, that's from the hollow verb ruah. Again, just a simple call. Then all the people shouted by Yomru, and they said, Yechi ha'melech, may the king live. We probably say that Yechi is from Chaya. Notice that it's a jussive form, a short and imperfect form. Well, that's the form of it, short and imperfect. Then the people said, may the king live. Long live the king. Verse 25, Vayedaber Shemuel el Ha'am. Then Samuel told the people, okay, Et Mishpat HaMeluka. Notice here what he told them with the direct object et. He told the people the rules for the Meluka, the rules for the kingship. And remember, he had mentioned those earlier in the book when they asked for a king. Okay? So notice Mishpat here doesn't necessarily mean judgment or justice. It's the regulations that would govern the setting up of the kingdom. Vayiktov basefer. Then he wrote, and notice, as we've seen many times before, the direct object is left out. He wrote them basefer in the book. Vayanach lifnei Yahweh. Vayanach is from hifil, from nuach, and it means to put or to place or to set in this context. And again, the direct object is left out, but from the context, it's easy to see that it's referring to the sefer. And he put it before the Lord. So again, important books put in holy places. And we're assuming that it was stored then in the tabernacle. Vayeshalech Shemuel, then Samuel sent Shalach et kol, all the people, each one leveto, to his house. Sent him home. Interestingly enough, verse 26, Vegam Shaul, and also Saul halak leveto. Also Saul went to his home, to Givata, to Givya. Okay? Vayelek imo, and they went with him. Again, notice that Vayel ku is from halak. The hay drops out, as it regularly does. And they went with him, ha-chayel, the army. Okay, now notice this last phrase, asher naga Elohim belibam, who God had touched on their heart. See, who God had touched on their heart. Notice again the resumptive element in belibam. All right. In English, we'd have to say, and the army went with him, whose heart God had touched. Verse 27, Uvene Belial. Notice the idiom here with Belial means worthlessness. And again, with idioms like this, you commonly have words like Ben or Ish functioning this way. It's literally sons of worthlessness, but you would probably translate something like scoundrels or worthless people. But worthless people said, Ma Yoshi Enu Ze. Yoshi Enu, notice, is a hifil from Yasha, plus the first common plural suffix. Ma, how, Yoshienu, will he save us? How will Zet is the subject, how will this one save us? Vayiv Zuhu, and they despised him. From Baza, that's a call, imperfect third person plural from Baza, imperfect vav consecutive, plus third masculine singular suffix. And they despised him. Velo hevi ulo mincha, and they did not bring a gift to him. Hevi is, of course, a hifil from bo. Bo means to enter in the call. In the hifil, it means to bring in. And they did not bring to him a gift. Vayahi kemacharish. Okay, the kemacharish, notice that that's the preposition kaph, plus a participle of charash. Charash means to be silent. Here it's a hifil singular. He was as one who kept silence. One translation, I think the JPS has something like, and he pretended not to hear. See? Which I think is not a bad translation. He was as a silent one. In other words, he kept it to himself. He noted it, but he didn't say or do anything about it. All right? Very good. That brings us to the beginning of chapter 11, and we will take that section up next in the continuing saga of Saul. Thank you very much. Have a good day.